Welcome back. Short week. Good to be with you, man. Come and get it. We've got to jam five really good days into three programs, and that's the plan. So let's get this thing done. Welcome to the show. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. My name is Jim Rome. Good to have you here. One phone line open, toll-free, quickly, 1-800-636-8686. We start hour number two by having a conversation with a linebacker for the Cleveland Browns. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He had four tackles and a big INT in Sunday's win over Detroit. 37 tackles, five passes defensed, two interceptions this season. He was the 242nd pick way back in 2011 out of USC. The Browns are 6-5 on the year. They've got another enormous game coming up this weekend. They're at Baltimore Sunday. Malcolm Smith is my guest. Malcolm, it is really good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Great talking to you.
Dude, it is great to talk to you. Now, I know your focus is already on the Ravens, but can you take me back to Sunday first? Late in the first quarter, the Lions were driving. You came up with a really big pick. Can you take me through the play? What did you see?
DeAndre Swift was coming out the backfield. I know he's somebody they really liked in that situation. Inexperienced quarterback. He was going to try and get him the ball if there was any space to, and he kind of just overthrew it. I had my eye on it. I was ready to make the tackle, but, you know, he overthrew it, threw it a little high. I was able to get my hands on it. It was a hot potato, but critical pick for us in the red zone.
Critical pick, spoken like a vet. So after that pick, you ran, and you jumped in to celebrate with the fans. I've got to ask, what's it been like to play in Cleveland with the fans back in the building after having smaller crowds last season? How much of a lift and how much juice and energy do you get from the fans?
Cleveland fans are awesome, man. They've been a little critical at times, but you know the support and the love is there. It definitely hasn't been easy for them the past 10-15 years. So we try to give them something to cheer on, and you know when we do that, they're awesome.
Malcolm Smith joining us. You know, you made the point that they've been critical. I'll double back to that in a minute. But you had other options in the offseason and other teams that were reportedly interested in you, but you did re-sign with the Browns. So what was it about Cleveland and this opportunity that made you want to stay?
I just felt like, you know, we finished the year last year on a solid note, and we had a great opportunity to come back. And the team that they built here is a great group of guys, and you know, we try to play ball the right way and do things the right way in the building. And it's definitely different from the Cleveland of the past.
Malcolm Smith joining us. So what about the way this year is playing out, man? Nothing is easy. You know this. Nothing is easy. How do you feel about that decision right now? And how do you feel about this team and your prospects going forward? Kind of give me the state of the union for where the team's at right now.
I mean, obviously, we'd love to have a much better record. But the truth of the matter is, you know, this division is very competitive. And fortunately, in this division, everything is still up for grabs. You know, we're, I think, one game back as far as records go. And we got a great opportunity against Baltimore in our next two games back-to-back for us playing them. So a great eight quarters will put us in a great position. And even still, it's going to be down to the wire like it usually is in this division.
Malcolm Smith is joining us. You know, in terms of that pick, the offense then takes the ball, goes 84 yards for a TD. How big was it to get that turnover in the red zone and then see the offense convert that into points?
Absolutely. Anytime you get a turnover, you want to get a touchdown. You're expecting at least, you know, a field goal. So we got to create points. That's just playing team ball, and that's something that, you know, we have to do to get to where we want to go. It's got to be complimentary on all sides, special teams, defense, offense, and working together. So hopefully this week will give us that opportunity to do that against a great team.
Malcolm, one thing about your job, I think that people know, they know about your ability in pass coverage. What does it take, though? Lay it out. What's it take to be a great linebacker in pass coverage in that league?
Just for me, it's just been about understanding spacing on the field, who the threats are on the other side, the timing of routes, and just being aware. So it's definitely taking time. And as the league changes, you know, there's always a wrinkle and people show new stuff every week. But having a real process from pre-snap on has given me a good opportunity to find some success.
We're talking to Malcolm Smith. There's so much that goes into it, right? Like back in the offseason, you made the point that the game is definitely going younger. And the question becomes, quote, do you want to stay ready? It's how far do I want to go? And I think for me, it's just about being happy, going out there and enjoying every step of the way. I think if you look too far in the future, it can be daunting. It's not as fun. Like, Malcolm, it seems to me like that works for life. I think if we all looked at life that way, we'd all be better off. Kind of break that approach down for me about not getting too far ahead, or you can get overwhelmed and it can be too daunting.
Yeah, right. You think about all the bad things that could happen when you look too far in the future. And then you really miss what's next to you, what's in front of you, whoever your friends are, your family, whatever you love to do. So for me, while my body's still able and capable, I love playing this game. I love sharing my experiences with my teammates. And I hope that they appreciate having me around, and I bring a certain level of energy and juice, and also the understanding that, you know, you get older, it doesn't last forever, so let's appreciate it while we have it.
I think there's something to that, right? And then as I mentioned off the top, you were the 242nd pick back in 2011. Guys who get selected in that spot frequently do not even play one season, let alone double-digit seasons. What's it mean to you to still be competing at a high level at this point in your career?
It's definitely humbling. I'm fortunate. I've been a part of some great groups, some great teams, and been able to find my way, and hopefully, you know, a lot of things that I've learned over the years can apply to whatever's next in life. But I've had a great journey. It's been awesome. Being picked that late, you know, you got to be humble. You got to work hard. You got to be diligent. You got to pick up on every little thing that you can. Otherwise, your stay won't be long.
Talking to Malcolm Smith for a few more moments. So when you stay as long as you have, I'm curious about your approach. Like, in terms of taking care of your body and recovery, is it at this point in your life and your career, is it about working as hard as ever, or is it about working smarter than ever?
It's definitely working smarter. I mean, I'm still working hard, trying to do both. But it's just being a lot more conscious about what I'm eating. How am I spending my time? Am I recovering? You know, I've drawn a lot of inspiration from, you know, older guys that are playing still at a high level, LeBron James, Tom Brady. Any interview they have, I'm trying to soak it up. Any guys that play a long time in this league, I'm trying to pick their brains and see how they survive. So the eating has changed. My habits off the field have changed quite a bit. So hopefully, you know, it just continues to provide a little bit of longevity.
All right, so I'm kind of an old guy trying to change up, too. Like, how have you changed nutrition? Like, what's different about the way you eat, and what are some of the changes you've made off the field?
I'm a sucker for sweets, so I'm definitely limiting
those. Yeah, me too, man. Me too, dude.
Once a week. It's hard because, you know, chocolate can be just as addicting as any other thing. So I try to stay away from the super sugary stuff, and also a lot of animal fat. I don't eat as much now. So it's changed a lot, and I'm trying to find happiness in the vegetables and tofu and fish and all that stuff.
Hey, have you? Dude, is there happiness in tofu? Is there happiness in vegetables? Talk to me.
Once you feel good, once you feel good and it's working for you, it's really hard to think about going back and not feeling your best. Like, I feel like I recover as good as I did when I was young because I was stuffing myself with trash all the time. So now I'm eating cleaner. I recover faster. I feel better. I sleep more.
I was just going to say, sorry to interrupt. I bet you sleep better too, right?
Oh yeah. I got to get my 8 hours. Sometimes, you know, I'm asleep before my kids. And obviously the hydration stuff. So a lot of that is from the Tom Brady's and LeBron's, as much as I can get from them. And, just being eager to find stuff that'll help.
Not only that, but what about, I know you were at a Warriors-Cavs game recently. What do you make of what you saw from Steph Curry and the Warriors?
Man, that was the main reason I was there, to just be inspired by his conditioning, his approach. You can just tell he's so regimented, the way he runs around the court. He's coming off screens. The guy that's defending him has to be in better shape or he has no chance because he has to react to everything that Steph is doing. So he knows when to conserve. He knows when to go hard. And if you give him space, he'll crush you. So that was inspiring. It's always awesome to see great players like that.
All right, so Malcolm, let me ask you before you go, since we've set this thing up. This is, I have such respect for the respect that you have for other guys, not only in your sport, but other sports, which brings me to your guy, Baker Mayfield. He's playing through some injuries. Like, I don't know exactly what he's dealing with, only with what's been reported, but clearly the guy's out there and he's battling and he's grinding. He struggled on Sunday. There were some boos that I have to guess were directed at him. What is your reaction when you hear the fans boo him specifically?
I mean, it hurts because, you know, he's obviously laying everything he has out for the city of Cleveland and trying to put his team to where we need to be. So I think it's probably not directed in the right way. I mean, I could understand their frustration. They want us to, you know, play to our talent level. But the reality is that the NFL is very difficult and injuries are a huge part of it. I commend him for definitely battling through, and he's trying to give our team the best shot to win. And as long as, you know, that's the top of mind, I respect it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, where do you come out personally? Does it feel to you like, hey, listen, this guy's out there doing everything he possibly can, putting himself out there? Do you have any issue with anything he's done or said and the way he's approached it personally?
No, because at the end of the day, I think that for us to be successful, he's got to be successful, and he's going to be at the helm of us doing things. As much as I love Case Keenum, it's pretty clear that, you know, it's Baker's team as far as the organization goes. And, you know, when we all signed up, we expected him to be our quarterback. So we're going to ride with him. And I appreciate the effort that he puts in, the time he puts in the training room just to get out there on the practice field or in the games is a lot. So got to respect it.
Listen, I appreciate your candor on that. One last thought, and because I only kept it this long because you and I – hey, Malcolm, have you and I ever actually spoken? Have you ever been on this show before? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sure I have. I have.
Because I'm looking at the records, I thought so too, but for some reason, I don't have records of it. Maybe somebody came in here when I wasn't here and deleted that stuff. I don't know, man. It didn't seem right. That's why I'm not letting you go, because I'm like, I've been waiting a long time for this, but I think you're right. I think we had to have at some point, but before you go, you played your ball at USC. I've always said this. SC players always show up a certain way on this show, and I mean that in the best way possible. Always show up in great ways on the program. When you look at the program right now, what kind of thoughts do you have, and do you have any kind of feeling about who you might want to be the head coach of that team?
It hurts. It hurts to see Ohio State's quarterback come from Rancho Cucamonga and the quarterback at Alabama be from Southern California. It just hurts to see guys come right through our backyard and not play for us. And so I don't know about who specifically, but I know it's got to be a person who has a ton of respect in football circles. I think it needs to be somebody who communicates well and obviously can help guys get to the next level. I mean, the rest of USC University speaks for itself, the location, all that. So I think if we get a person like that with the football knowledge and ability to relate to young players, I think we'll be okay.
Guys, isn't that the truth, right? You can't. It's got to hurt so much to see guys. I mean, it's with all the talent in our or your backyard to see them go other places, man. That's the worst thing about it.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy that someone would want to go so far when you have such a great opportunity at home, but it obviously hasn't been like that for the guys. I understand, you know, there's some great programs out there, and if you want to be an NFL player, you want to go to where the premier program is, and that's why I went to USC at the time, and we need to get back to that point.
I appreciate that. A Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl MVP, played his college ball at USC and was drafted way back in 2011, a linebacker for the Browns. Malcolm, I appreciate you very much. I appreciate that conversation very much. That was really great. Thanks so much for doing that.
Awesome, Jim. Always.
Appreciate you. Always. My bad. I know that Malcolm had been on this program, but I'm looking at the records. I'm like, why do I not have a record of that? And even more incredibly, because I ran out of time, you know where my man played his high school ball? Freaking Taft High School. Do you know what Taft High School is walking distance to? Freaking In-N-Out Burger. Do you know who worked at that In-N-Out Burger that was walking distance to Taft High School in Woodland Hills? Freaking Jim Rome. Taft High School. Famous 818 High School. Man, 818 for life. So my man Malcolm Smith right there plays high school ball in the valley. I mean, like smack dab in the middle of the valley. Taft High School, Ventura Boulevard, a block away from Winnetka, where the In-N-Out Burger was. I guarantee you my man spent some time there. I know I did. 9 months before I quit, before they could fire me, because that would have been really humiliating. I don't know that anybody's ever been fired from In-N-Out. I would have been the first, for sure. Good thing I could pick it. Good thing I could swing the bat. Good thing I worked with a bunch of nerds with no athletic ability who couldn't play softball. My man, Malcolm Smith. Albie, that's weird, right? I'm like, there's no way Malcolm Smith has not been on this program. Alvin's unbelievable. Alvin just hit me with, quote, agree to disagree, Malcolm. You've never been on the show. He said he had. Holy crap. Alvin's on a roll, man. Get your face in front of a mic. Alvin is in his archives looking at all the Malcolms. He just ran off like seven Malcolms, and he says Malcolm Smith's not one of them. We had the whole conversation before he came on. I'm like, I said to D-Dub, I'm like, when was the last time we talked to Malcolm Smith? He's like, it's really weird, but we have no record of ever talking to Malcolm Smith. I'm like, that's impossible. I know it's been a long time, but I know he's been on.
0.0.
D-Dub's like, I thought so too. But Alvin's got no record of it either. No hits. So that's why it may sound awkward when I'm like, hey, man, have you never been on this show? Oh, yeah, yes, I have. I'm like, I thought so. I knew it. And Alvin's like, dude, no, he hasn't. Alvin's like adamant, like, well, dude, maybe it was under a different Malcolm name. Maybe it was under a different, maybe he came on as Malcolm Jenkins. No, dude, he did not do that. He would not do that. He's Malcolm Smith, Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl champion. He would not check in under an alias on this show. It's not like he's checking into a hotel room and checking in under an alias. He would check into the show under himself. That was an incredibly stand-up guy who's had an incredible career, especially being the 242nd pick. Man, that is weird. Dude, is it not possible that that little library of yours is lying? Alvin's just digging in, man. He's pushing back on me hard. Dude, are you accusing me of misspelling Smith or Malcolm? I think I can spell both those things, Jim. Dang, Alvie. What's up, man? What's up? You not getting some? You're not getting your usual allotment at home? Come on, man. Dude, yeah, dude. It's S-M-I-T-H. I think I would have that, bro. Boy, that is a mystery. How could Malcolm Smith have never been on this show? Or how could he have been on this show and we have no history of it? I know this. He's been on now. And it was a great conversation. And I appreciate everything he said. He also said, hey, listen, man, Baker's out there grinding. And we appreciate that. And we need him. And it's his team. All right, he didn't spit a cliche at me. Let's get some reaction here really quickly. Okay, this is interesting. One thing for D-Dub to say it. Another thing for Alvy to say it. And Stucknut is weighing in. If anybody would know, it's Stucknut. Stephen H. Town, quote, I back Alvie on this one. Man, I hate to go against the guest, but sometimes the guests are wrong. If Stucknut says it, it must be so. The only one who knows more about this show than me, who's been here for every one of them, is Stucknut. Stucknut knows more about this show than I do. Dear Jim, we really think that watching the Giants in primetime is lame. Signed, the Lions on Thanksgiving. That's going to be painful. I'll be into the bottle early and often. Yeah! Just kidding. Bella B. What's up, Bella? Quote, Danny Dimes on MNF is more like Danny Bedtimes on MNF. Hashtag heyo. She hashtagged that herself. I didn't do that. Bella can do whatever she wants. She's a made lady clone. Yeah, I said it. Bella can do whatever she wants around here.
They're all buttholes.
Hey, Rome, you're just sucking up to her because she likes your horses. No, no. Bella is all good vibes. Bella is all positive. Bella's all about everything. Bella's about big head bets. She's about jungle racing. She's in every day. Bella is a made lady clone. She can do what she wants. Dear Jim, shouldn't we be congratulating the Giants on their big win? Signed, The Tennis Reporter.
Hi. Nadal, congratulations on your win. And I would like to know, how do you feel after the game and if you're ready to give it another try?
I lost, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But it's a win anyway.
Reminds me of that time that back in the day, some guy and I were talking about an enormous investment when I was sitting on a pile of cash, and I thought about it for about a week, and then I found a young guy, super energetic, very, very smart. I want to say Stanford educated, man, great energy. And I said, you know, I thought about that and I've got some bad news for you, but I'm gonna have to pass. And I swear to you, he looked at me, he goes, bad news? That's good news. And then just went right back into his pitch. It was one of the great turnarounds ever. Like Tom Hopkins would have been really proud. I literally looked this guy in the eye and said, I'm very sorry I have bad news for you. He goes, bad news? That is great news. Listen, here's what you're going to get when you invest that money. I'm like, bro, respect. It's still bad news, but that was awesome. It's like that tennis reporter. I lost. No, it's still a win. Since when is a loss still a win? 1-800-636-8686. Okay. When we return, let's see. I want to talk about the hood. The hood found something that he's passionate about, and he shared it with the media. Obviously, it was not football. I'll have that for you. Phone lines wide open. Oh, and I mentioned there's somebody on hold who is a jungle legend that wants back in. And I think he's going to ask for something. I'm not sure what he's going to do, but he's somebody you all know. Somebody you will all be happy to hear from, unless it's not him and he's getting over on Chalk. Which would not be good for Chalk or any of us. As hard as I've hit this, but we'll find out. Are you ready to win some money? Are you ready to boost your odds? Well, WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We are bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, and, of course, right now, the NFL and college football. Tremendous promos, odds, payouts. It's all happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have exactly what you need to win. So log into WynnBET right now. See all the latest football lines, including the Monday night matchup between Seattle and Washington. Are you ready to play? Then sign up today. Receive a special offer, risk-free, $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app right now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning. Offer is subject to change, terms and conditions. At WynnBET.com, you do have to be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Oh, what do you know? Breaking news regarding the Giants. No way. You'll never believe what it is either. I'll have that for you in 60 seconds. First, clones, one quick question. Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so incredible? Well, there is something to be said for a family business which does stand by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. And it is. Do not be fooled by other brands. In the sense, like, Beef jerky is not just beef jerky. It's not all one and the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. You can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use only the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to the real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite. And it comes in four amazing flavors as well. By now, you should know that. Grab and go with a 4-ounce bag so you can sample all four of those amazing flavors. Or if you know what you want, just load it up and go with the 18-ounce bag where there's enough for the entire fam or the entire team. If you do not see it, ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? I'm telling you, do not make the mistake of thinking that beef jerky is beef jerky. It's not. It's not one and the same. Old Trapper is dominant. As I mentioned, breaking news regarding the New York Giants. No way. Who saw this coming? Well, me, because I called it about an hour ago. And I take no pride in that. Like, I'm not here to get guys fired. I just knew this guy was getting fired. Pat Leonard tweets, breaking news. The Giants are firing offensive coordinator Jason Garrett after 26 games in New York, according to a source. How many things are wrong with that? First of all, were you one of those people, were you one of those members of the media or fans of the team that thought this was a good idea? Like, you saw this guy multiple times a year as your rival, and you saw what he could do, and more importantly, you saw what he could not do. And you thought that bringing this guy into your team was a good idea. If you're firing an offensive coordinator after 26 games, it was a terrible idea. It was a bad hire. It was the wrong hire. If you're switching this guy out before he makes it even through 2 years, it absolutely was the wrong hire. And I got news for you. That's not enough. Not only was he the wrong hire, so was Joe Judge. And for so many reasons. If you're going to sit here and install a basketball hoop outside in the cold and then ask your skill guys to go outside without their gloves and not only dribble the ball, but shoot it at the basket. And you think that's going to improve your chances and make your skill guys better. And you're walking around like, see you in LA at the Super Bowl. We have a basketball net. Oh, and you're going to fire your offense coordinator after 26 games. You think that's the right guy for the gig? And by the way, back to Garrett for a minute. Yeah, no, the guy didn't do a great job. But did you expect him to? The hell did you think you were getting in Jason Garrett? He's Jason Garrett. What did you think that you were getting? And let me tell you something else. Throwing this body overboard is not going to do anything for you. It's not going to buy you time. It's not going to make you better. Let me tell you something else. If Giant ownership actually thinks that Garrett is the problem, this whole situation is so much worse than anybody even thought. But they'll probably try to convince themselves that that is the issue. All right, we just got better. We threw Garrett overboard. You know what? Maybe Joe can install a second basketball net on the other side, and they can run full court in the cold weather without their gloves. And then you'll have a full-blown dynasty. See you in the Super Bowl. I put a second basketball net up, and I fired Jason Garrett. Clown show, dude. What a disaster. What did you think you were getting with Garrett? Of course, it was a bad hire. You fired him after 26 games. And believe me, that's not good enough. That ain't going to right that ship. Giants fan, reaction. 1-800-636-8686. Yeah. And I was subjected to them again last night. Do you know how hard it was for me to sit in front of that TV and not turn it off or not change the channel? Like, the hardest thing in the world. Why are you off today, Rome?
You
seem like you're not quite on your game. I'm not. I had to watch the Giants again last night. Why are you so angry, Rome? You get to talk sports for a living. Yeah, because I had to watch the Giants last night. That's why. What's up, dude? Did you not eat? Are you hungry? Why are you so cranky? Because I had to watch the Giants last night. And then they fired Jason Garrett and they act like it's all good now. Wow. Crank, crank, crank. All right, when we come back, I mentioned again, there is somebody on hold that I think you'll all be interested in hearing from, as long as it's the guy. It may not be. No offense, Chalk. I'm not saying I don't trust you, Chalk. What I'm saying is I don't trust you, Chalk. It's not your fault, but you know what? You can't use that excuse much longer, dude. You've been here a while now. You've been here a minute. When we return, we'll find out what that guy wants, if in fact it's that guy. Giants fan, your thoughts? I mean, I hate to say I told you so, but who didn't see that coming? Oh, they fired Jason Garrett. Oh, okay. Great. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. I bet this guy has something on it. What's up, Rich?
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The other thing about firing Jason Garrett is I'm still talking about the Giants. Like, I want to get that off my chest at the very top of the program and just keep moving. But I can't because they fired him. They think they have their answer, their solution. We got better. Yeah, you got your scapegoat. Trust me, if you think that's going to make you better and that was the problem and he's the problem, then they've got much bigger problems than we thought, as I mentioned. As a reminder, not all beef jerky is one and the same. Old Trapper's Original, Old Fashioned, Teriyaki, Hot and Spicy, and Peppered all come in 4-ounce bags, so you can sample different flavors to find out the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? All right, really quickly, some reaction, and then we go to the phones. Romy, I thought Jason Garrett did a great job. He was creative, innovative, and was a master game planner. Signed, Adam Gase. Nick in New York. I know, right? Every time somebody goes to New York, it's like, we got the most brilliant guy. Why? Because he went to New York? Gase wasn't. Garrett wasn't. But you knew what you were getting in Garrett. This is what I do not understand. Why was everybody so hyped on that hire? Like somehow they got over. Yeah, man, we ripped our guy from our rival. Right. The guy who did nothing for your rival. It wasn't one of those deals like, we hired a brilliant guy and we busted a burning slug into the rival because we took him from the rival. So we hurt them and we helped us. No, you didn't. You did them a favor. Well, they got rid of him anyway. Actually, no, you did do them a favor by bringing him in. God, I don't get it at all. That's a surprise that went down the way that went down. He's Garrett. Jason Garrett. Nice guy. Red hair. You knew what you were getting. Ivy League. No offense, Chalk. What are you getting? Nice guy, red hair, and Ivy League. That's it. And the clapper. And the clapper. You get those four things. Those four things together win you how many games? This many. Alan tweets, Jimmo, clap on, clap off. Now I'm done. Sign the clapper.
Now I'm done.
The clapper.
I mean, what's next? Are the Eagles going to hire this genius? It's like that jockey in a race, like, asked off that horse to ride that horse. Oh, that horse sucked. Asked off that horse to ride that horse. Oh, the jockey must know he's been on three or four horses in the same race. Yeah, either that or they just keep firing him. Mike in State College. Hey, Tan Smack. Getting rid of a Garrett makes things better? Ritt better get to work on that resume. Mike in State College. He's got a point, Ritt.
Bring it on.
He's got a point, Ritt. Malcolm Haiku.
This is not cool.
This is actually very cool, Ritt. Malcolm Haiku. Chad from Orlando sent this in. Don't F with Alvin. If he says there's no Malcolm, then there's no Malcolm. Pretty good. Brian C. in SP tweets, putting up a basketball hoop for football players sounds like a great idea. Sign the Browns at one time, hiring baseball exec Paul D. Podesta as their chief strategy officer. It's a good one, Brian, except he still is in that capacity. And he's the de facto prez, and he's actually pretty well thought of. Hey, Rome, I'm positive that Malcolm Smith was on the show before. I remember listening to the interview in 1980, signed Bud Black.
Jim, thank you, man. You and I go way back to interviews at San Diego State in the late 70s. Man, I'm pumped for where you are right now. It's always great to catch up.
I'm going
to
say this one time, one time only. You keep Buddy Black's name out your mouth. I'm going to say it twice, actually. You keep Buddy Black's name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You mess with Bud Black, man. I love Bud Black. Love him. All right, so really quickly, let's give this a shot here. Alvin, before I go to this guy and find out whether or not it is this guy, I mentioned there was somebody on hold that everybody would be really eager to hear from. This guy is an absolute legend. He made this call. Let's go to Orlando. Hi, who's this?
Romy, they call me the Chicken Man.
Really? Why?
I have been on a bit of a healthy kick as of late, and all I do is eat chicken for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I am practically bringing these poor fowls to the brink of extinction. Not to mention the fact that the chicks love me, and I have a big rooster. That's not a good call.
No. Legendary phone call, right? You don't like that call. So, why, if in fact it is the guy, the Chicken Man, Steven, in Orlando, why would this guy be calling back? I hope it's him. I got to find out. We go to the phones. Steven, dude, is it really you or are you messing with us?
I am him, Jim. I'm just calling with some beef here. I know that these are typically reserved for Wednesdays, so I'm here to talk chicken. Now, I know better than to call the greatest talk show in the history of sports to question the Pimpin' the Box's judgment and that of the sound wizard Alvin DeLauro, but how the heck are we not going to have me, the Chicken Man, on a self-gloss reel because of some technicality? Is it really a self-gloss reel if you don't have the best to ever do it on it? What kind of bleep is that? What are we doing? This is truly a travesty of the highest order, Jim. Give me back my gloss, and don't be a silly rabbit, Alvy. You already have enough rabbit tendencies as it is if you catch my drift. And do me a favor, Jim, and leave Matt in L.A. on hold indefinitely. There's a toilet somewhere in need, and we don't need to take him away from his duties. Wore the flight deck, James Kelly, and Big Head Betts, always a staunch supporter, and unwore bad decisions.
Holy crap. That was incredible. That was incredible. The Chicken Man. Pecock! All right, just so you understand what just happened right there. Okay, first of all, what just happened right there was awesome. Just happened right there. That was an amazing telephone call. And there are a couple of things that he said that I think are not getting the credit they deserve. Especially that crack about you, Alvin, and the rabbit hole. All right, so what he was doing, the Chicken Man is upset that he does not get to be a part of the self-gloss montage. He wants to be grouped in with everybody else, which I respect, like he's all about team. He's not setting himself apart from the group. He's like, it's not right. This might be the greatest sports talk show ever, and Alvin might be the best sound engineer ever, but why am I being kept out on a technicality? Well, because the technicality is, yes, you violated the rule, but it was not a violation the day you did it, Chicken Man. Bagawk! All right, again, this might be confusing to you. really quickly, you're not allowed to self-gloss on this show. You can't come in and tell me what your nickname is. You don't have a nickname. You only have a nickname on this show if it was generated by the show, and I don't care how long you've had that moniker or that handle. If it happened outside of the airwaves here, it doesn't matter to us here. It's not relevant. Even if you are the chicken man and you're awesome and you got a big rooster, pagak! So he does that. He self-glossed. That's not allowable, even though it's the best self-gloss. But it is allowable because he did it on a day where I allowed it. I allowed it once. But he wants in. Alvin, really quickly, he wants to be grouped with the rest of these people.
Levi the Trash Man.
Dice Man.
Loney Carter in Spokane.
The Axe.
Bighorn Falling Ball.
Jay Dizzle.
Manny Cheeseburger over here.
Shakala is Van City.
Lone Prophet.
The Grump.
The Grouch.
Mole Doggy in NorCal.
The Duggler.
Zookeeper.
Roaster. Garbage Man, Brad.
The Cracker Jack.
G-Money.
Sexy Rexy from New Mexico.
The Red Dog.
Horse Monkey. Tree Frog.
G-Money.
B-Man. SD. Bow Down.
Z-Man.
Cotton Woman.
His Silly Rabbit.
Barracuda.
The Muscle Shark.
Denver John.
The Horse Whisperer.
Main Man here.
The Bread Man.
Tony the Bartender.
Tombo.
Smokehouse.
Cabo yeah. Ed.
I'm a desert dog. They call me T-Rush.
Just the Funk Lord needs to check in with the pimp in the box.
Okay, my man. I was thinking about that. I came to a decision while I ran that back out there. Chicken man. Bad news, good news. Pagok! Bad news is request to be grouped with the rest and part of the montage denied. Good news. Depends on your priorities. But I may have something better for you, my man. You just got yourself a golden ticket.
I've got a golden
You're
ticket.
In the smack off, chicken man.
I've got a golden ticket.
Goes to show this dude is way more than just good self-gloss. And again, you can have great self-gloss, and he does, but it's still not allowed. This guy obviously is way better than just self-gloss, and even way better than self-gloss with a line or two. That was a great call. A golden ticket worthy call. My man, you are in.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket.
We don't have a date yet.
I've got a golden ticket.
And just because you have that golden ticket in hand right now does not guarantee you will have it the day of whenever we do have a date. But you are in the field, chicken man. Congratulations. Man, it feels good to give away a golden ticket. How about that, chicken man? Good job, bro. So glad we took that phone call. The chicken man is in. Looking ahead to hour number three, Ben Golver joins me at 11:40. Phone lines are open on the other side. We get some reaction to some of this. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Wait, no TV in hour three, but radio will be back.